It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought.
Good morning, and you're welcome to another episode of The Open Heaven Hour. I want to specially welcome you, because if you are listening to me right now, that means we were able to cross together to a brand new day. Every single day is a gift, and you'll be called special because we were chosen among those who would see today. It is indeed a huge privilege and a gift to be given each and every single day. That is why I want to welcome you, and I want to say good morning to you. If this is your first time of joining us, you're welcome to this show. You're always welcome on this segment of our show. You listen and we share the word of God. We gather as a family of worshippers to listen to the mind of God for us every single morning. And if you're frequent on this show, kindly do us a favor by telling somebody to tell somebody to tell everybody that it is time to listen to the word of God. So kindly share, click on the share button and share with somebody today. So let's get to it. But before we do, I want to also remind you that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. On this segment, we also make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the general overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you to July 10, 2024, or you can call it the 10th day in the month of July 2024, and it's a beautiful Wednesday. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says the law of priority. The law of priority. Our aim today will be taking aim 10 from our Open Heaven Manual, In Christ Alone. In Christ Alone. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 5 to chapter 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 to chapter 8. Our memory verse is very short today, so let's learn it together. Exodus chapter 20 verse 3. Exodus chapter 20 verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. It's very simple. Let's say it one more time. Exodus chapter 20 verse 3. Thou shalt have no other god before me. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from Matthew chapter 6. From verse 25 to 33, Matthew chapter 6, from verse 25 to verse 33. Verse 25 says, therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grasses of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? Or you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's topic says, the law of priority. The manual says, the law of priority states that if you put the right thing first, everything else will fall in place. Jesus clearly stated the law of priority in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. When a person seeks other things above God, such a fellow will struggle. But if he or she seeks God first, other things will be added unto him or her. What you prioritize determines the quality of your life. When you receive your first harvest in any field, you must take it to God. This is a sign that you honor and put him first. And as such, other harvests will be secure. Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 9 to 10. Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 9 to 10. Many people put money before God. This is why they experience sorrow that money cannot solve. Some wealthy people cannot sleep at night and will gladly trade their wealth to have peace and joy. The problem is usually what or whom they prioritize. The rich man in Matthew chapter 19 from verse 16 to 22, Matthew chapter 19 from verse 16 to 22, knew that something was missing in his life. He had been obeying the law and had lots of money, but he felt incomplete. He met Jesus for a solution and was told that his problem was with his priorities. He prioritized money above following Jesus. If God tells you to sell all you have, forget about your dreams and go into full-time ministry, will you do it? Your answer will determine if you prioritize him or not. When you check through the scriptures, those who prioritize God were greatly rewarded. For example, the blessings of Abraham exist today because he prioritized God over everything. Even his own son, in Genesis chapter 21, verse 10. I am a living example of the benefits of prioritizing God. I left my thriving career in academics and my dream of becoming the youngest vice chancellor in Africa to become the general overseer over a church whose monthly income was less than my salary. because God said so. Today, the name Adeboye is known all around the world because I prioritize God above my dreams. God is a jealous God. In Exodus chapter 34, verse 14, He cannot take second place in your heart. Whatever or whomever you prioritize above God has become a God to you. God said that you should have no other God before Him in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. You must love Him with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the greatest and foremost commandment. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 39. When you do this, everything else will fall into place. Put God first. Today's Open Heaven devotional comes with a prayer point that says, Father, I will put you first in every area of my life. Please, never let anything be more important than you in my life in Jesus' name. Father, I will put you first in every area of my life. Please never let anything be more important than you in Jesus' name. Amen. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word today in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has blessed you, you can also be a blessing to somebody today by sharing. You can share from our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast and you can share. You can view all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals there and share by be a blessing to somebody today. You can also listen to us live every morning at 7 a.m. You can stream live on our website, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, or you can download our mobile app on Play Store and Apple Store. Kindly just search Praise Palace Radio and you can download from there to stream all our programs. From morning till night, we have exciting programs waiting for you to listen to. May God bless you. Thank you for joining us today. Until you hear my voice again, remain blessed. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you. Say, till